the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, Troilus and Cressida. Brother, she is not worth what she doth cost the holding. Troilus and Cressida, written about 1603, begins with a prologue attributed not to Shakespeare, according to scholars, that tells us that the play takes place not at the beginning of the Trojan War, but in the middle, around year 7 of the fighting. It's really a melancholy play about the weariness of fighting and the difference between our ideals and the realities of life, which a lot of Shakespeare is, I guess. Trojan War, basically, Achilles is being a jerk and is too confident, refuses to fight because his wife has asked him not to, and the Greeks are a little ticked, at least the Greek generals, because they say it's having a negative impact on morale, and that's the reason that Troy hasn't fallen yet, because the men aren't together, not because Troy is so strong. In the meantime, Hector, at some point, is talking to his Trojan friends, and thinking, well, maybe we should get rid of Helen. This is ridiculous. And everybody says, Paris, who stole Helen away, says, well, you know, I don't want to cheapen her honor make her a strumpet because I stole her away and everything. I mean, I love her and we have to keep fighting for honor. And for honor's sake, Hector's willing to keep fighting, even though he's not so sure about this. Ditto with his brother Troilus, who is considered the next worthiest after Hector. And Troilus secretly pines for the Trojan girl Cressida. And Cressida secretly pines for Troilus, but has decided to play hard to get. They don't want to talk about how they've fallen for each other for various reasons. Pandarus, Cressida's uncle, conspires to put the two together. Cressida's feeling is that things won are done, joy's soul lies in the doing, which is why she's playing hard to get. We lead to Hector's challenge to the Greeks that he loves his wife more than any, and, with honor and everything, and is there any Greek who can possibly challenge him? Which is a veiled challenge to Achilles, but Ulysses and Agamemnon and several other generals sort of conspire to rig a lottery so that Ajax will fight, mainly because they don't want Achilles to get an even bigger head. He's kind of a jerk. He's going to make things worse for our fellas anyway. So they conspire to have Ajax be the guy who gets to fight Hector. If he fails, they think eventually we can get Achilles to fight, so it'll be all right either way. When Hector does make the line of brother, she's not worth what she doth cost the holding, it's at this point that Troilus says essentially that it cheapens Troy if we give her up, and Paris agrees, and for glory and honor, they agree that they'll keep fighting. Agamemnon at one point says, whatever praises itself but in the deed devours the deed and the praise. Again, that leads into Achilles being too proud and whatnot. As I said, eventually Pandarus gets Troilus and Cressida together, and there's a nice scene between them at the beginning of Act 3, which is really the meat of this play. The Greek and Trojan leaders, meanwhile, have negotiated a prisoner exchange where Antenor will be traded for Cressida, who will become Diomedes' mistress, wife, what have you. So this information goes back. Troy agrees that they're going to trade Cressida for this guy, Antenor. And they go and to get Cressida, and I believe it's Aeneas goes to Troilus and lets him know what's happening, and Troilus is sort of devastated. At some point, Aeneas says, Troilus had rather Troy were born to Greece than Cressid born from Troy, which is partly true, but truth be told, Troilus agrees, tells Cressida that she has to go, and that she needs to be true to him, and that Diomedes should treat her fair and chaste, which isn't going to really work. Cressida agrees, and she says, if I be not... faithful, if I be false, let my name ring forever through the history as false. And Troilus makes something I will always be true, and et cetera, et cetera. So prisoner exchange happens. In the meantime, the battle wages between Hector and Ajax, which pretty much comes to Hector is close to taking him out. But because they're cousins, he lets him live. And a short ceasefire occurs where... A truce is declared for that night so that Hector can meet the Greek generals, and he meets everybody and wants to meet Achilles. Achilles is a total jerk to him and is pompous and arrogant, whereas all the Greek generals were nice and polite to Hector and gave him respect that he was due. It escalates from there, where there's going to be a big fight, and then the next day, Troilus sees Diomedes with Cressida and secretly hides while Diomedes and Cressida talk, and Cressida is at first reluctant to engage in anything with Diomedes, and then at some point has some line to the effect that her eye is drawn. She has one eye on Troilus and one eye on Diomedes, and so at that point Troilus decides that he can't believe that this is actually Cressida, that she's just a ghost, a phantom, that his Cressida wouldn't be that. That's not the real Cressida, but maybe it is. He's going to go fight tomorrow over objections of other people. Cassandra and various Hector's wife all try and talk him out of fighting as well, because they say it's a bad omen. Hector says, no, I've said I was going to fight. Fighting commences. There's a big battle between the Greeks and the Trojans. Hector wins. Diomedes gets Troilus' horse that takes him and takes the horse to Cressida to try and convince her that Troilus is dead. Lots of that back and forth kind of stuff. Battle. Hector is tired and meets Achilles and says, let's fight again tomorrow. Obviously, we're not prepared to do this. He sits and they agree. But in the meantime, Achilles conspires to have his men stab him all at once while his back is turned. To stab Hector with great dishonor. He's a punk and totally kills him without any honor or any respect. Drags him around Troy, as the story goes, obviously. And the Trojans kind of acknowledge that this is probably the beginning of the end, and that the battle is going to go from there. Troilus is pretty depressed. Pandarus is pretty depressed. Pandarus says he'll be dead within 2 months from disease. And the story just sort of ends. I don't know. Not a big fan. I mean, it's all right. Critics say that it became popular in World War I with disillusionment over war, and that as a result of that, it sort of gained some popularity because it's got sort of a commentary on that. Hector has a great line that says, the end crowns all, and that old common arbitrator, time, will one day end it. Which I suppose is, to me, sort of the encapsulation of the play as a whole. Thersites has a great line that I just want to include here as the final bit of this. He says, I'm a bastard too. I love bastards. I'm a bastard begot, bastard instructed, bastard in mind, bastard in valor, and everything illegitimate. One bear will not bite another, and wherefore should one bastard? To take heed, the quarrel is most ominous to us. If the son of a whore fight for a whore, he tempts judgment. Farewell, bastard. That's how he gets out of fighting a fellow bastard, which I thought was nice. Troilus and Cressida, written about 1603, ? So it says in the book. The complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by me, Kevin Hannah.